Sly Show, Season 20, Episode 41. How we living, bro? Thursday morning, Thursday afternoon, Thursday night, Thursday lunchtime, Thursday dinner, Thursday something for somebody. Or maybe we in a different fucking universe. Maybe we in a different continent where people ain't, you know, it's not Thursday anymore. It's Friday. Or maybe it's, you know. But either way, we here chilling on a fucking, you know, hey, it's sun, bro. For the people that are on video, I'm going to tell you right now, bro, the shows where the sun is out looks great, you know, because, you know, this, we're using an Android camera. It's 100% an Android phone. You know, people come around with that iPhone bullshit. They say to me, bro, you got an iPhone? I'm like, bro, what do I look like? Do I look like a fucking cult member? I don't do it on a political shit. I don't do it on a professional sports shit. Do I look like a cult member, bro? Don't be a cult member asking me shit like that. People ask me, do you got an iPhone? Do I look like I got an iPhone? Do I look like the iPhone type? Do I look like, you know, people with iPhones are fucking assholes, bro. They got the little thing in the ear and shit. You know, they be walking around talking. Yeah. Oh, shit. My life is so important. Oh, and then you try to talk to them and be like, hey, yo, faggot. Yo, what's going on? And they'd be like, oh, what? Did you need something? Bro, assholes, bro. Assholes, bro. Whatever happened to the fucking pick up the phone going like that? Whatever happened to getting the phone and going on the speakerphone? They got the fucking piece in the ear and shit. And you know what's gonna end up happening with these earpieces? Bro, I'm telling you, bro, all this technology shit, bro, it's just gonna end up killing people. It probably already is. You know, there was you know, I've known some people that used to do Blackberries and shit, right? They used to have Blackberries and shit, and bro. And, you know, I mean, we talking radiation and shit. And then what do people say when you bring things like that into the fold? They say, oh, nah, radiation? You know, people have a thing about microwaves. You know, we talking about 5G. Oh, the 5G conspiracy theory. Don't be fucking bringing that conspiracy theory around me. They say 5G. They say, no, that's a conspiracy theory, bro. It's a conspiracy theory, huh? Oh, okay. Yeah. There's no way that the fucking cell towers that are, you know, out there in the world could be negatively affecting people where people are dropping dead and shit. No, that's conspiracy theory, bro. You know, don't be fucking doing that shit. You talking, you know, it's like everything, you know, it's like the conspiracy theories. Let me just fix this. Like, I gotta fix it right there. Boom. Boom, bro. Boom. You know, they think about like conspiracy theories and shit, right? You know, when they say like, oh, COVAX, that's conspiracy theory. Oh no, bro, it's like if you really sit there and like be on some like marijuana shit. I used to smoke weed a lot. I used to smoke a lot of weed. I don't really smoke that much anymore. You know, no more power to everybody that does it. But like when you get into those like real like high, like fucking pothead conversations and you'd be like, yo, man, yo, like fucking like Jim Brewer. You know, he's a conservative, by the way. Jim Brewer would be like, yo, man, yo, like, they, you know, Jim Brewer on Half Baked. Has to be Jim Brewer on Half Baked. So, you know, Jim Brewer would be like, yo, man, like, fucking, like, the COVID vax and shit, right? You know, that's a great way to know if a conspiracy theory is true or not, is say it slow. Say it slow, like you're high off some fucking good-ass motherfucking purple Mary Jane, and you'll get the answer to yourself. Be like, yo, man, yo, the COVID vaccine, is this a government fucking thing? Is this something that's going to take people's lives? You get a needle, and they can put it inside of you. Is that going to be good for us, or is that going to be bad for us? Then you think about it. Think about it a little bit. Hey, bro, think about it. You know, too many people think about these things too quick and be like, yep, that's definitely fucking killing people, bro. And what do you know? What do you know, man? Speaking of conspiracy theorists, bro, Aaron Rodgers is, there's a rumor that he is floating a candidate to be RFK Jr.'s running mate. That's interesting. Now, you know, like I've said, you know, I think the political labels are pretty fucking stupid at this point. You know, it's really where you stand on each issue. It's really where you stand on topics. It's where you stand on your views. You know, the views are what's most important. You know, political labels, you know, I mean, it's all meant to divide us, you know. But I'll say this. Now, I watched him on Joe Rogan recently, you know, his recent appearance on Joe Rogan. And, you know, I definitely, you know, respected, you know, he talked about Jimmy Kimmel, you know, being a big bitch. Big bitch. You know, we definitely, you know, you look at everybody who refused the vaccine publicly, you know, whether it be Kyrie Irving, whether it be Nicki Minaj, whether it be Aaron Rodgers, you know, and you know that's what it's about, bro. You know, they try to throw these labels on people. You know, they try to throw these Democrat, Republican labels, conservative, white, black, you know, blue, red, you know. But at the end of the day, I think in 2024, if you're opposing the establishment, if you're opposing popular narratives, if you're opposing anything that goes in line with that, you are a threat. I am a threat. And most likely, if you're watching this show, you are a threat. And I'll tell you what, he could talk about RFK all he wants, Aaron Rodgers, but the reality is he opposes a lot of what the establishment pushes out there. And, you know, this is someone who is still the quarterback of the New York Jets, you know, and they're coming for him, bro. They tried to fucking lump him in some Sandy Hook shit, you know, and, you know, they're coming for him. The establishment has no problem lying about things that you've said, things that you've done when you're a target to them. And I'm going to tell you right now, bro, when we look at the people opposing the establishment, people with large followings, people, celebrities that are opposing the establishment. Now, a lot of celebrities will end up fucking bending their knee and they say, you know what, we're not about that life. You know, Jenny McCarthy and Jim Carrey were on Larry King, remember Larry King? Like years ago. And they were opposing vaccines. Did not have the same energy when it came down to the COVID vax. Anyone, you got to look at this, okay? I don't give a fuck what fucking nationality, what label you are, what gang you're in, what anyone that's opposing the establishment. You have to look at these people and you have to respect them, especially if they're celebrities, because there's a lot that goes into not opposing the establishment. There's a lot where these people will just go along with the popular thing or the popular, you know, the current thing. And I will say this, you know, I don't dick ride politicians. I don't dick ride celebrities. I don't dick ride athletes. I don't dick ride anyone that's not Jesus Christ. You know, but the reality is, he opposes a lot, and that's something I learned, you know, watching him on Joe Rogan. And you gotta oppose it. You know, all walks of life gotta oppose the establishment, because you gotta understand, bro, Joe Biden, part of the establishment, Trump, part of the establishment. You know, it was interesting hearing Trump shill for TikTok after he received a check. Now, you know, he shilled for Bud Light after he received a check. He shilled for the vaccine after he received a check. But the TikTok one is a little weird for me, because, like, I've called him out on all these things, but I mean that's a real alarming one, bro. You know, you can't really take Trump serious anytime he talks about China from now on. Can't take him serious, bro. Anytime he talks about China or foreign adversaries. Trump is carrying water for TikTok. He told people to get TikTok, just like he told people to get vaccinated, just like he told. I mean, it's a really alarming thing. Any politician, American politician, whether it be Thomas Massey, Vivek Ramaswamy, whoever is basically telling you that TikTok is not the problem, It's a Trojan horse. Anyone who is saying these things, they are carrying water for China. They are pushing. They are trying to downplay TikTok's existence. Now, Republicans, before Trump said what he said, you know, before Trump said what he said, you know, and Republicans 100% across the board were like, yo, man, TikTok is Chinese propaganda. TikTok is this. But the fact that these people are doing this, they're carrying water for a foreign adversary of America. Yeah. People don't want to hear that shit. People don't want to hear that shit, bro. You know, hey, but you know what? That's the reality, bro. That's the reality. You know, we all have 24 hours to live, and we all have to make our decisions. You ain't going to hear me talking about you need to fucking fuck with TikTok. And it didn't take much for people to fucking just fall in line. All they had to do was like, oh, well, you know, they could cancel other websites. And, you know, this legislation, and we are going to be normies, and we're just all going to go in line with this whole shit. Now, fuck you, and fuck your mother, fuck your daughter, fuck everyone you're involved with. Because the reality is we ain't got no room for no normies. And anybody who fucking floated those fucking lies or that, oh, well, they could delete any app. Oh, yeah, let me repost this video that's been posted all day long. You know, get the fuck out of here, bro. Free thinkers don't, if you're an actual free thinker, you know, you don't go off what everybody posted. And that's exactly what I saw yesterday. You know, a lot of people were just reposting the same Thomas Massie thing. And they're like, oh, whoa, TikTok. It's not about TikTok. It's a Trojan horse, bro. The fuck out of here, bro. The fuck out of here. The fuck is wrong with you people and shit? You normies, bro. And I always go back to my original thing. Like, for a long time during COVID, the pandemic, you know, you seen all these people wearing masks, you see people getting vaccinated, talking about vaccinations, talking about 6 feet, you talk about all this shit, bro. Well, normies is on the right and the left. And the normies on the right are just as bad as the people on the left. But I think the ones on the left, I think they're more like extreme because they're willing to do shit, like cut up their bodies and shit, you know, and do a lot of crazy shit. But the normies on the right, they definitely do have the viewpoints of, you know, let me just walk with the crowd. Let me talk with the crowd. Let me be of the crowd because I don't think for myself. Saw that with Israel. I see it with TikTok. I see it with Bud Light. There was literal right-wingers after Trump told him that, you know, to give Bud Light a second chance. There was literal right-wingers that said, you know what? Yeah, let's do it. And, you know, the thing about right-wing normies and the way they do this is they try to phrase their sentences and their responses in a way that makes their narrative sound believable. You know, like the whole TikTok thing, like, you know, like they try to give you reasoning. Their reasonings are very, like, it's like, you know, like it could be sunny outside, but I believe it's raining outside. So they try to say like, oh, well, you know, the clouds is coming in, or, you know, they try to say things to deviate from the actual facts, which at the end of the day, you know, people who do that, people who want to create a narrative, all right, people who create a false narrative, they end up sounding mentally ill. You know, people who create false narratives, like the people who come up with these things about Bud Light or Trump pushing a vaccine or Trump pushing TikTok, and people come up with these like reasonings like, oh, well, you know, he never forced you to take it. Or, you know, Bud Light is like the Patriot beer now. Or TikTok is like, you know, it's not even about TikTok. It's about a Trojan horse. It becomes like this whole mentally ill thing. You get into the same space as people who think there's more than two genders, you know, get into. That's where I come in, and I've said, countless times that the right wing and the left wing, they sound the same to me. That's why it doesn't really matter, like, what you fucking call yourself. Oh, I'm a conservative, or I'm MAGA. You know, it's all fucking stupid. It's all stupid. Why don't you just be yourself, bro? You know, be yourself. You know, be whatever your name is, because you will start to look very silly, and you will look stupid if you start calling yourself a label. I'm not calling myself. I ain't. Nope. Other people will, though. You know, like when in 2020, if you opposed vaccines, which was weird because Trump pushed vaccines. But see, you know, that's the left-wing normie view of, you know, anybody who opposed the tyranny was you're just a Trump supporter. You know, and it was kind of funny to me. And this is the whole, when we talk about woke, you know, when we talk about mind virus, woke mind virus, you know, this is the unfortunate effects of not thinking for yourself. Because in 2020, if you said, oh, you know, you go into a store and they say, put on a mask, and you'd be like, no, I'm not putting on a mask.
Oh, why not?
I don't want to.
And then they'd be like, oh, you one of those Trump supporters.
You know, this is why people on the left and the people on the right fucking annoy the shit out of me, is because it happens on both sides, okay? There's things that happen on both sides, all right? There's going to be things that happen on both sides. And you know, people associate certain behavior with political parties. Now, some of it is accurate. I will say that. But as far as 2020 goes, yeah, it was definitely something. Oh, you a Trump supporter because you don't want to take a vaccine, or you don't want to take, you know, you don't want to wear this mask. And the funny thing about it was Trump pushed masks. You know, it's just people are programmed, people are controlled, and that's just the way it is. You know, that's just the way it is. Letitia James, the attorney general, I think she's the AG of New York. She was recently, you know, doing a speech, and there was some firefighters who like booed her, you know. And now Letitia James is an employee of the state, you know. Now, you know, the thing about COVID and the pandemic, what it made me realize is how fucking evil the state really is. Like states, you know, when we talk about governors, when we talk about senators, Congress, these are people of the state. And you know, basically, they're ordering these people. I don't know if it was like a couple people, it might have been one person, but they're ordering them to take courses to re-educate themselves. This is fucking commie shit, bro. This is real, like, actual communist shit. Like, you, yeah, and they did the same thing to Jordan Peterson. You know, Jordan Peterson was doing a bunch of things, you know, Canadian guy, you know, scholar, you know, teaches people. I don't know exactly what he does. I know he's been on Joe Rogan a few times, and, you know, I've seen things that he said along the way, and, you know, I definitely agree with it. And, you know, I don't, like I said, I don't know too much about him, but, you know, this is what these institutions are starting to use. You need re-education. You need re-education. You know, this is like some straight fucking communist ass shit. It is very alarming for a lot of people in situations like these firefighters who booed a Letitia James. You know, Jordan Peterson. They're using this word re-education. You've drifted away from the way we want you to think. So you need to be re-educated. I, you know what? It's slowly they're just getting into a fucking fucked up place. Now, I mean, you know, as far as free country, this is a free country. We can do what? No, it ain't a fucking free country. That's just something they say, you know, when you see people like Elon Musk talking about free speech, it ain't no fucking free speech, bro. This motherfucker canceling people, he's limiting people's reach, no one can fucking say what the fuck they want to say. I mean, not that we believed him, you know, to begin with, but yeah, you know, that's interesting, bro. The re-education, you know, you're not thinking like the way we want you to think. So we're going to re-educate you how to think. Wild. It's, you know, and these things need to be talked about, bro. People don't like it. People, Trump supporters, conservatives, people who are a part of that, they don't like Trump criticism because it really conflicts everything that they believe or everything that they think. And you know what? I'm not gonna be the type of person that's gonna be sitting around and I'm not gonna be like, oh yeah, well let's just We know that Trump pushed the vax. We know that he's pushing for Bud Light. We know that he's pushing for TikTok. You know, how about we just like not talk about it? You know, out of sight, out of mind. Let's be like leftists, because that's what leftists do. They do. There was a white girl who got her head smashed into the pavement continuously in Missouri this past week. Everybody saw the video, okay? Yes, everybody saw the video. What did leftists do? Oh, well, you know what? Let's not think about it. Let's not talk about it. Let's not think about it. Because as long as we don't think about it, as long as we don't talk about it, we could be out of sight, out of mind. You know? Yes. Right-wingers, yeah. Fuck it, bro. Fuck it. If right-wingers have to be like leftists on that, because we don't want to disrespect Trump, we don't want to make Trump look bad, because you know what? He is going to be, make America great again. He is the savior, okay? He's the savior to these fucking people. Don't be fucking running his name through the mud. How dare you, Sly? How dare you do that shit? Okay. Out of sight, out of mind. Got it. Let me put that on my fucking notebook. Let me remember that we should be out of sight, out of mind. NCAA, National Collegiate something, whatever the fuck, got sued. Came out today. News, breaking news. Why did they get sued? Did they get sued because Caitlin, what was it? What was the girl's name that won? I don't know. They got sued because they've been allowing boys who think they are women to compete in college sports. It's, look, these things are, you know, the women's sport thing, you know, the Leah Thomas, the William Thomas, the Riley Gaines thing, you know, when you look at all of these, you know, situations, you know, the transgenderism is a lie, you know, you got to understand, bro, these are political correct actions, okay? There is a narrative that has been set by the establishment, okay? There has been a narrative that has been set by the establishment, and they have no problem going along with it because that is the political correct move, all right? That is the political correct move, and that is what they are doing, and that is what they've done. Now, as far as this whole transgenderism, as far as the women's sports, it is 100% wrong. It is 100%, you go back to, you know, people associating certain behaviors, certain actions with political parties. And, you know, you got feminists who've been pushing their whole shit, feminism, and they don't talk about, you know, the transgenders in women's sports. They come up with their, you know, just like everything else in politics, you know, they come up with their reasoning that makes them feel like what they're saying makes sense. And it doesn't make sense. None of it makes sense. Okay? And, you know, this is just a... it's just going to keep happening. You know, unfortunately, you know, there's been a lot of damage that has been done. Physical damage to people who have been indoctrinated into thinking that they are the opposite gender. Okay? You got schools. You got educators that need to be held. But bro, they're the crimes against humanity, bro. You know, you got educators that are teaching kids right now that you can be the opposite gender. In California, you know, these things are going to have some serious long-term effects. You got fucking women who, girls, underage. You know, we talked about the English, you know, the UK banning puberty blockers for... You know, these things have been, you know, these things have a political narrative to them. These things have political, you know, just like the outrage, you know, you don't hear about the detransitioners. You know, we've covered an event, you know, Detransition Diaries last year. I think it was last year, a couple years ago. You know, these things are like just really like evil. They're bad. And as we get into this whole thing, you know, when we look at this thing, it all goes back to mental illness. It all goes back to mental illness. And you have to applaud people like Riley Gaines, who has stood up for women's sports. You know, because, you know, like a lot of things in the political correct space, a lot of times people don't want to speak up because of the backlash they'll get from their peers. The backlash they'll get from their family members, the backlash that they'll get from, you know, whoever. And it doesn't matter if you're talking about Trump, if you're talking about the vaccine, if you're talking about mask wearing, if you're talking about women's sports. If you know something is legitimately wrong, if you know something is legitimately evil, you should not sit there like a little fucking bitch and allow people to lie to your face and dictate what is what when you know the shit is wrong. And when we look at, we're not even talking about transgenderism as a whole, we're just talking about women's sports on this topic. But, you know, for the women's sports, for it to, I mean, I urge everybody to watch the Riley Gaines show with Joe Rogan recently. I watched it. I watched like a majority of it. And, you know, just some of the things that she was talking about in that whole fucking thing was just wild, bro. You know, how she had to, like, pose for a picture, you know, like, where they ended up giving William Thomas, you know, the fucking plaque. And it was actually her plaque. And then they were like, you know, for the picture, we have to have him fucking hold the plaque because that's what's being, you know, asked of us. The establishment is definitely pro-gay. It's definitely pro-transgender. It's, you know, this is all part of the left-wing agenda, you know. And, you know, I mean, even, you know, when you look at that, when you look at that interview, another alarming thing was, you know, she went to Kentucky, Riley Gaines, and, you know, she started speaking out. You know, when she was at Kentucky, and you know, the and this is something that, like, you know, when we get into discussions about like homeschooling, and you know, we get into like, you know, all of that shit, right? You know, as far as like state funded education, you know, public schools, private schools that are getting public money, you know, they're getting this money over here, they got this influence over here, you know, the college, universities in America are all bought and paid by the liberal agenda. You know, it gets real deep, and I really don't have enough time to talk about it in one show. But you know, the most alarming thing I think I took from that Joe Rogan Riley Gaines interview was when she was talking about the university and the university that gives scholarships. When they give someone like Riley Gaines, who is a collegiate swimmer, a scholarship, and she has to, you have to abide by what the university wants, and you cannot, You cannot get on there and you cannot be, you cannot speak for yourself. You, and that was the way she explained it in the Joe Rogan interview, is she said, you know, the university, after she had been protesting against this man, this boy, whatever, William Thomas, you know, calls himself Leah Thomas and shit. You know, after she had started protesting, the college went to Riley Gaines and said, you know, across your shirt, it doesn't say Riley Gaines, it says Kentucky. And you sign your life away. You sign your rights away. When they say you sell your soul, well, if you're an athlete, you sell your soul when you take on that scholarship. You have no say. So even if something is wrong, it doesn't matter. Whatever the college has agreed to, and all of them are part of the problem. You know, that's why when you see these colleges, universities, and you see that the university is just an extension of what happened in high school, which was an extension of what happened in junior high, which was an extension of what happened in preschool, and all of that. The entire fucking society is liberal indoctrination. And there will be more things that will happen, you know, as we go down the years. You know, when once you start seeing all these detransitioners. Now, they don't talk about detransitioners. They don't put that shit out there. They don't put that shit on the news. They don't say, oh yeah, this person, you know, had like some serious regrets. You know, the whole transgender thing, like, you know, it's gonna be really bad for the people. So, you know, that is something that happened. The NCAA gets sued. I'm not sure who sued them, but you know, and you know, there will be more things that happen. Litigation, you know, there will be more things that happen, and you know, this is going to go to a place of, it was all mental illness, and that's really what it is. And why do I feel so like convinced on that? Because I mean, people were living for many years and nothing like this ever happened and shit, and now that it's happening, it's going to be a fucking fucked up situation, bro. It's going to be a fucked up situation. You know, they said the biggest I told you so will be about the mass and the vaccines and everything that happened in the pandemic. Yeah, that might be true. But a lot of this extreme shit that comes out of the Democrat Party, the things that they fucking get behind, the things that they back, the things that they're passionate about, is going to be a lot of I told you so. I mean, you see it right now with Biden. You know, Oakland, California doesn't even want to, business owners don't even want to pay taxes because of the crime. All of the dining rooms in Taco Bell's in Oakland, California are closed. They're like, man, fuck these motherfuckers, bro. These motherfuckers don't know how to act. We closing these motherfuckers down. And, you know, it goes back to what we say. On a day-to-day basis, liberal policy is the destruction that you see in America. You can't get right-wing policy, and you know, I mean, we talk about policy, we're talking about ideas, all right? We're talking about ideas, all right? So we're talking about what, you know, what liberals want in society, and then you look at what conservatives want, all right? Yeah, you see it, righty-tighty, lefty-loosey. We see it on a day-to-day basis. Oakland, California is a great example of that. The mayor is she's a disgraceful person, Shang Tao. You know, she's really a disgraceful person. But you know, she's just a puppet. You know, just like London Breed is a puppet. You know, when we look at the it all goes back to the agendas. It all goes back to the agendas. Who is funding this agenda? and it's Jews. You know, that's what it is. You know, if you want to get to the facts, the actual factuals, it is 100% Jewish people. You know, it is 100% Zionists. It is 100% the people at the top are not white guys. It's Jews. But you know, don't say that out loud, though. Don't say that shit out loud. Do you realize how uncomfortable that makes people feel? Shit. You start saying shit like that, bro. Man, get the fuck out of here, bro. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. That's what it is, bro. I've said this, I think, a few times before. I'll repeat it because this is a slideshow. And you know what? I think it's just a collection of thoughts that, you know, I have funny takes. I say funny things along the way. But fucking Archie Bunker was right, you know, about everything. They say Trump was right about everything and he wasn't. Oh, yeah. Can we stop saying that, by the way? Can we just stop saying Trump was right about everything? Because, you know, I see these people who follow him or are part of his cult. They say, Trump was right about everything. Oh, you mean accepting abortion, accept the TikTok, accept Bud Light, accept, you know. Yeah, wasn't right about everything. He's actually wrong about a lot of things since, like, I don't know, 2023, you know. Man, you a motherfucker, bro. You are a motherfucker. I'm like that wallet that fucking Samuel L. Jackson had on Pulp Fiction. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like that. I am a motherfucker, bro. That's what his wallet said. Samuel L. Jackson's Pulp Fiction wallet said, I am a motherfucker. Amanda Plummer and shit, bro. Tim Roth. Where's that motherfucker at? We ain't seen Tim Roth in a long time here. I don't watch fucking movies like that anymore like I used to. I try to, bro, but they got too much woke shit, bro. You know? They got too much woke shit. I can't stand the wokeism, bro. People need to be fucking the way they are. You know? Quit forcing the wokeism, you know? Black this and gay this and trans this and fuck all that shit, bro. You know? Imagine if they started making the Jeffersons all white and shit, you know. Come on, man. Things are the way they are. People need to be normal, bro. People need to fucking be normal. People need to accept that. And you know, as far as this whole, you know, entertainment business, maybe there is a shift. Maybe there's like an unchecked shift that we're unaware of. You know what? Maybe it's going to be like so fucking like, it's going to be fucking mind-boggling where the wokeism is just like a thing of the past. Everybody goes back to smoking cigarettes indoors and no one gives a fuck. You know, these kids could start getting fucking hands to the face like it was back in the 40s. Maybe this is all just a fucking big nightmare. Maybe this is just like a woke nightmare that we're all living. And we're just going to wake up and everyone is going to be fucking back to the way it was in the 80s. Where people are doing rails of cocaine off fucking like fucking titties. You know, and maybe this is just all like this political correct bullshit that we're living and we're seeing on a day-to-day basis. Maybe it's all fucking a facade and we're just all going to go back to the way it should be. No. But you know, it's good to think about those things. You know, definitely, bro. Yeah. It's definitely good to think about those things, you know. Fucking George Young and shit, you know. You know the fat dude from Blow? He ended up, like, getting all skinny and shit, bro. Like, he was in one of these shows. I one of these, like, sitcom network TV shows. And he ended up getting all skinny and shit. Tuna? Remember Tuna from fucking Blow? Okay, now, if you've never seen Blow, this is what you do. Hit stop and don't ever come back, bro. Yeah. Certain things, bro. You know? Remember fools used to get segregated? Back in 2020 when they, you know, when they got segregated and shit. Yeah, they was doing that shit. That shit was real. That shit was real. Look, the pandemic was an experiment. You know, the pandemic was an experiment. It was an experiment on what they could get away with. And they saw what they could get away with. And they saw what they could get away with, 100%. And they did not forget. All right. See, the politicians, you know, I talked about recently how politicians won't be held accountable, but they did not forget. All right. All of these fucking elite fucking people, whether it be the politicians and the people in the media places, you know, they didn't forget, bro. They didn't forget. They saw what they could get away with, and they kept that, and they have that. They have that vision in their head. Like what it looked like when you see mass population putting on these face diapers. They saw what they could get away with, and they're going to use it again. Look. This is not fear-mongering. This isn't like some fucking extreme fucking take here. All right? I'm the best friend you got. And I don't even want you to fucking hit me up. This is the reality. The reality is they saw what they could do to you, the people. Now, maybe some people complied, maybe some didn't. I think a lot of people complied at first, and then, you know, hopefully you didn't comply on the vaccine, because if you did, you might be dead. You know, even like people who, got the vaccine and, like, you know, you got it and you think you're in the clear. You're not in the clear, bro. You're not in the clear. You injected that shit in you, and you can't detox from it. People's like, bro, I'll go run, bro. I'm going to go run. I'm going to fucking drink this. I'm going to fucking wipe that shit out. I shit the fucking vaccine. No, you didn't, bro. There's no detoxing. There's no detoxing, bro. You injected yourself, bro. You know, there was $1 trillion worth of fucking, there was $1 trillion worth of advertising, and either fucking you ducked and dodged it, or you didn't. There's no way around it. Okay, so the governments, the leaders, the communist people, especially in America, the Democrats, Republicans, because they're all part of the same shit, bro. Okay, well, you know, it's like I don't really give too much energy to this whole right left thing anymore. Once you realize that the Jews are the ones that are running the whole fucking thing, then you realize that that's the situation. All right, they saw what they could do to you, and they're going to use it again, and maybe sometime soon. Maybe this year, maybe a couple years from now, but they will do it again. And the normies, which I see people falling into normie traps on a day-to-day basis, every day I see people falling into normie traps. You know, people follow along with what's popular and what's expected of them and what's politically accepted and what's politically not accepted. And they're going to use that shit again. And guess what? People will fucking comply again. And who knows? Who knows what the outcome would be? You know, I'm not a fucking fortune teller and shit. You know, I don't know what the fuck the disease, you know, they talk about this disease X. Maybe it's the disease X, maybe it's some other shit. But the fact is most people are into bread and circus. You know, they're into the bread and circus, and people will comply. Because people are a bunch of faggots, and they have no problem giving up their freedoms if they can have a few things that they love at their fingertips or in their life. And, you know, they will continue to do that. You know, I think one of the most disrespectful things ever was, you know, the mask, bro. You know, I mean, the mask was, it was just like the biggest, it was the biggest fuck you, you know, especially like when they started telling you that your children who go to public school have to mask up and you don't have to mask up. You're the adult, knowing that the adults are actually the ones that are, like, you know, as far as like illnesses and viruses and shit like that. Like, and first of all, the mask didn't work. You know, first of all, the mask didn't work for what they were trying to push it for it to work for. Yeah, bro. It's a wild situation, bro. But you gotta be strong. SlideShow Season 20, Episode 41. I appreciate everybody out there. If you, would like to donate to me, you can't. Because I don't ask for shit like that. All right. Go to the website, theslideshow.com. Follow us on BitChute, Rumble, X, Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, and theslideshow.com. All right. God bless everybody out there. And have a God bless day. I'll see you guys on the next one.